The Sportscast, October 9th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, YouTube, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on DAB, Online Digital Radio, and you can listen to it on the Sportscast app for iOS or at thesportscast.net. You can also look us up on Twitter at thesportscast1. The NFL Week 5 gets a little bit crazy, but NFL is getting their bearings correct. They've moved a couple games towards the week of next week, shifted some games during the weekend, but we're here to flesh it out. We got Jeff Favre all the way in Pennsylvania. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
I appreciate it, Santiago. Thanks for having me.
So, Jeff, two scheduling changes for Week 5 and a potential one for Week 6 were announced by the NFL yesterday as a result of COVID-19 cases affecting multiple NFL teams. The Denver Broncos at New England Patriots game was originally scheduled for Sunday. It's now scheduled for Monday for early evening on ESPN, and the Buffalo Bills game at Tennessee is now going to be set on Tuesday night on CBS, and the Kansas City Chiefs at Bills game week 6, game set for next Thursday, will be moved to later in the weekend. Should the Bills and Titans be played for Tuesday, will be played via Tuesday per the league's official release. Jeff, are you okay with these schedule changes? But hey, we got to get these games played.
I think it's better than canceling games. And, I mean, unfortunately, it's just the reality of how things are right now that games are going to get moved around and teams are going to have to make the most of it. I think the only thing that, if you're a Bills or a Steelers fan, the thing that stinks is that the Bills and Steelers didn't do anything wrong, but they're kind of the ones getting punished for this because on Thursday Night Football, the home team has a clear advantage. And the Bills would have been hosting the Chiefs on a short week, and now they lose. Not only do they lose that advantage, but because their game is on a Tuesday, they're actually going to end up having a shorter week than what the Chiefs do. So it really worked out against them. But, you know, thankfully, I do think changing games.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, the NFL has to move some games. The Titans were not forced to forfeit. Thank God for that for them. But they definitely have kept a tighter lid on the protocols. They've strengthened the protocols a little bit so the teams will not fall into these issues. Hopefully, they might add an 18th week, Jeff. What do you think about that?
If that's what it takes to get the season in, I'm all for it. I'd rather push the end of the season back to get all the games in than have to forfeit the game or do something like that. And the other thing, too, is really if you want a high-quality playoff, I think the NFL screwed up by moving to just one bye week in the playoffs. And I think that if it does work out that they have to add a week at the end, it'll actually make for a better playoff because you won't have whoever's playing in the NFC and AFC championship games having, you know, definitely having a team that had to play all 3 weeks. So we'll see how that all plays out. But whatever it takes for every team to play 16 games is what I think makes the most sense.
NFL is trying to make it work. I know MLB had issues with the Marlins early on, but they figured it out, and now they're in the playoffs. Anyways, are you ready to make some predictions for Week 5 of the NFL?
Absolutely.
All right, let's start with Carolina at Atlanta, 1 p.m. What are your thoughts? Will this be the first win for Atlanta and Matt Ryan?
Yeah, the Falcons have... They've had a couple games where they've played well for three quarters. They just haven't finished. So I think they'll finish this game. And against the Packers, you know, the Packers are probably the better team, even if the Falcons are completely healthy and the well, the Packers had their own injury concerns, but the Falcons were probably the more beat up team. And so, I mean, two out of three games, the Falcons have been right there. They just didn't finish the game. So I think this will be the week they do that.
I hope Matt Ryan gives me some points for fantasy. Let's go to the Jaguars at the Houston Texans. Of course, they just fired Coach O'Brien, new coach on the helm. Jacksonville has won like their last game. Jeff, what do you think is going to happen?
The Texans will start winning some games, and this should be one that they win. They have the better quarterback. Minshew is a fun story, and he's a good quarterback, but. Yeah, Deshaun Watson still has superstar potential. I'm not the biggest fan of any type of interim coach, and it's really early in the season to have to fire a coach. But I do think the Texans will. I think they'll get back on track to some extent here, and I think they'll win this game.
Coach O'Brien, was that a good decision to let him go?
The stories that are coming out now make it sound like he had completely lost the team. And if that's the case, then you should get rid of him as soon as you can. But the other side of that is we're only four games into the season. So those things that were going on that caused him to get fired were most likely going on last year, too. So in all reality, if they were going to get rid of the guy, they would have been better off getting rid of them in the offseason so that they could replace them, because now they're kind of stuck, and Romeo Crennel does not have a favorable coaching history, so really this year is going to be difficult for the Texans.
Arizona Cardinals visit the Meadowlands against the New York Jets. Joe Flacco is starting. Jeff, will this make a difference and help the New York Jets win their first game?
No. I mean, Darnold is far from the issue there. The Jets have 100 issues, and I don't think Darnold is one of them. And putting Joe Flacco back there, who can't move, and the last time we saw him play, it looked really poor with the Broncos, and then, you know, he played a little bit the last game. I think the Cardinals are going to get back on track that game, and they'll win. The Jets are just, man, they're just a mess right now. And putting Flacco back there is going to make things even worse.
Yeah, Arizona has had a shaky 2 weeks prior. The Eagles at the Pittsburgh Steelers, a Pennsylvania derby. What do you think is going to happen there, Jeff?
Steelers are going to win that one. And the Eagles do generally play the Steelers really tough. But what would worry me as an Eagles fan is the Eagles' offensive line has been beat up. And the Steelers, if there's one place, I mean, their whole defense is really good. But where the Steelers really wreak havoc is they play some of these games where they can get pressure without blitzing. And when that happens, it's really tough to offset what their defense does, because they have such a good pass rush with Watt and Tuitt and Hayward. And then, you know, Bud Dupree has his games where he plays well. So I look at it. And Wentz hasn't protected the ball. And I do think it's encouraging that the Eagles found a way to win that game in San Francisco. But this is a different, you know, the Niners are just ravaged by injuries. And the Eagles are too. I mean, the Eagles have just as many as they do. But the Steelers are a lot healthier team. And that's going to be a lot to ask the Eagles defense. To win that game, the Eagles defense is going to need one heck of a performance. And I don't know that they have that dominant performance in them.
How do you think Carson Wentz will do?
It's going to be a rough day for him, just because the Steelers will give up some plays, but they'll force you to turn the ball over. They'll hit the quarterback a lot. And Wentz holds the ball a long time. And I get that some of that allows him to make plays, but he doesn't protect the ball well. And if you don't protect the ball against the Steelers, you're in trouble, because they're going to force turnovers from a lot of guys. But if you don't protect the ball and you're playing the Steelers, it's going to be an issue.
The Cincinnati Bengals visit the Baltimore Ravens. Of course, Lamar Jackson has some injury issues, but he will be playing this weekend. Jeff, what's going to happen there?
Historically, the Bengals have kind of hung tough and even upset the Ravens a couple times, but I don't see that this time. I see this I don't think this is a very close game. The Ravens just overmatch the Bengals. I don't think the Bengals have the firepower to keep up. And, you know, the Ravens run that offense where they just run the ball and run the ball and run the ball and do just enough throwing it to keep drives alive. And I don't think the Bengals defense is going to be able to get off the field. And that's going to have a long-term effect on them as the game goes on. I think the Ravens will win handily.
The L.A. Rams visit the Washington football team. Of course, Ron Rivera named Kyle Allen as the starting quarterback, pushing Dwayne Haskins as the third quarterback. Alex Smith, which Jeff is very familiar with, is QB2. Jeff, will this make a difference for the Washington football team?
No. Unfortunately, if you're in week 5 of the season and you're already changing quarterbacks, your quarterback room as a whole is just a mess. Because obviously Allen didn't win the job, Haskins did. Haskins has not played well. I don't know how you can watch anything that he's done and say that he's played well. So I understand wanting to make a change, but it's going to be tough for the Washington football team because they just don't have a guy in the quarterback room that's really going to lift the teammates around them. And even Alex Smith, if it gets to the point where he's in, Alex is a guy that can keep the ship steady if things around him are going well, but he's not going to make the players around him better. So they're just in a tough spot right now. Their defense, from what I've watched of them, their defense has played well, but the offense just has no consistency.
Vegas visit the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, the Chiefs come off a great, great win against the Patriots. What's going to happen there, Mr. Jeff Favre?
The Raiders' offense has gradually improved, and I think they have more playmakers now than they've had in a long time. But the issue is going to be this. The Chiefs' defense has played really well, and they should, from what I'm seeing, they should be getting Chris Jones back, which is a big, big boost to them. The Raiders defense is the problem in keeping this a close game, because the Raiders defense they can't cover a soul. Now, any given Sunday, anything could happen. Could the Chiefs have a mental letdown? Could they have a game they just don't play well? Yeah, any of those things could happen. But when you look at the weapons the Chiefs have, I don't know what the Raiders do. Everybody starts with Tyreek Hill, and everybody says you can't let Tyreek Hill just run down the field catching an 80-yard bomb. But the Raiders don't have the personnel to be able to take away that second option. If they bracket Hill and do everything to take Hill away, then Kelce and Watkins and Allaire and even Hardman are just going to get incredibly favorable matchups. So if the Chiefs should score a ton, and historically when the Raiders get behind, then Carr starts turning the ball over. And that's just what I see happening. The Chiefs offense will put too much pressure on the Raiders defense. Carr will turn the ball over, and it'll be a double-digit win for the Chiefs.
Can the Chiefs stop Raiders' Darren Waller?
No. I mean, he's going to get his. He's going to have a nice game. And Jacobs is going to have a nice game. But what they will do is they'll be able to slow them down enough that I don't think the Raiders will finish as many drives, make them settle for some field goals. So at the end of the game, when you look back at the statistics, I think those guys will have pretty good games. But it won't be enough to win the game.
Let's go to the 4 o'clock hour. The Miami Dolphins versus the Miami Dolphins at the San Francisco 49ers. A potentially Tua Tagovailoa start. Jeff, what's going to happen? Of course, Garoppolo is still out. What is your prediction?
The Niners, man, even with all the crazy amount of injuries the Niners have, they still have a lot of talent on their defense, which is just crazy to say because they're missing so, so much. And anytime you travel the whole way across the country, it's hard. So that's a tough one. I lean towards the Niners because I think that their defense will play really well. And on offense, they continue to be able to run the ball. It seems like no matter who's back there, they can run the ball quite a bit. Now, their quarterback position, they're another team that the quarterback position's a bit of a mess. But the Dolphins, I mean, maybe Tua surprises us. Maybe he can do what Herbert did and come in and hit the ground running. But more often than not with rookie quarterbacks, you see it takes a couple games to get their legs under them. So I could see the Niners winning this game, but maybe the Dolphins still, you know, have their hope for the future.
Making it close. A big NFC East matchup. The New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. Giants are one game away from a playoff spot. Dallas has been struggling, and they're calling this the Jason Garrett Revenge Bowl. Jeff, is this going to be as exciting as last week's Cowboy game?
Well, if the Cowboys give the same effort that they gave late in that game against the Browns, on defense, that is, they're in trouble no matter who they play. I mean, now the Cowboys' offense deserves some credit because they really busted their tails to come back in that game. But, my goodness, I mean, the defense just looked like they didn't want to be on the field at the end of that game. And that's not, you can't let that happen, you know, multiple weeks and drag on. I still think the Cowboys will win the game because the Giants play hard. The Giants, you can see what they're trying to build, but they just don't have the roster yet. So I think the Cowboys will win.
Cowboys win in Dallas. Next one, Indianapolis Colts at the Cleveland Browns. The Browns were clicking last week in Dallas. Nick Chubb is out. Kareem Hunt is limited to practice but is expected to start. Will this continue or will the Colts win this one?
The Browns, I like the Browns. So the Colts are kind of getting revved up as like this great defense. And not to say, they do have some really nice players on defense. They, you know, not to completely discredit them, but when you look at who they've played, they really haven't played an offense that challenges much of anybody. So when I look at it, this will be the first time the Colts defense has been tested. And I don't necessarily trust Drake Baker Mayfield, but I think even with Kareem Hunt, they can run the ball enough to keep the pressure off Mayfield. And the Browns defense will play well at home. So I like the Browns in that game.
Very similar name. Kareem Hunt used to play for the Kansas City Chiefs. Sunday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings at Seattle. It feels like Minnesota has to win this. But, Jeff, what do you think realistically what will happen?
It's a win for Seattle. The Vikings are just – they're another one of those teams that surprised us in a negative way. I expected them to be better, but they're not. And I think they missed Diggs. We all knew they would miss Diggs, but they miss him more than we even realized. And I don't see them as a dominant defense, and that's what they need to be really good. If they're going to be a good team, their defense has to be dominant, and they're not right now. Russell Wilson is playing as well as any player in the NFL. If you had to pick, it's incredibly, incredibly early, but if you had to pick an MVP right now, I think it has to be Russell Wilson. So the Seahawks are going to win.
There you have it. That was the Week 5 predictions. Jeff, give us some closing words for Week 5.
I'm excited the NFL's still going. I mean, I know there's been some blips on the radar here. Yeah, you know, there's been some blips on the radar with COVID, but and everybody, there are so many people that always have all the answers because they're not in the position to have to make the decisions. But I think the NFL overall has done a really good job. I mean, they're dealing with a difficult situation, and anytime you have that many players on a roster, not everybody's going to buy in the protocols. And even if they should, I mean, if you put 100 people in a room, you can't get everybody to agree on a pizza topping. So
that's true.
I just think, yeah, it's hard, and this is something that's never really happened before, they've had to deal with before. So I think the NFL's done a really good job, and I think a lot of the teams have too. And it's just awesome that even though it's different this year, and it's a little bit weird with no fans in most of the places, it is a little bit weird and it's different. I just think it's still awesome that we have NFL games right now, and we're continuing to have them.
I agree. The shift is great. Of course, moving the game to a Tuesday, hey, I don't mind having football all week, but we'll see. I think the Chiefs and Bills game, we'll see if that game is still on because, hey, Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, I want to see that.
That will be Josh Allen right now. And again, you don't want to give out yearly awards after 4 weeks. But right now, I don't see how Josh Allen isn't the most improved player in the NFL. He looks like a different guy. And getting Diggs, which then allowed Smokey Brown to move to the second receiver spot, that might end up, we might end up looking back at that and saying that was the best move in the entire NFL. And I think that's a large part of what has helped Josh Allen get where he is now.
Well, there you have it. You can definitely follow most of the NFL games this weekend on our Twitter at the SportsCast1 because we'll be live tweeting a few, one game on the 1 p.m. window, the 4 o'clock window, and the Sunday night football window. So definitely take a look at that. Tonight is the NBA Game 5. Who will win Game 5 between the Lakers and Heat?
Lakers.
Lakers clinch it for Kobe.
The Heat, if they were going to make a series of it, they had to win that last game. It's a wrap.
This won't go to Game 7. If Lakers lose tonight, they'll win in Game 6.
That's how I feel as well. Yeah.
Worst case scenario for the Lakers and Laker fans. 9 p.m. tonight, Lakers and Heat. Poll question of the day, Jeff, what is your favorite cupcake flavor? And the options are vanilla, red velvet, chocolate, or carrot cake.
For the cupcake itself, I'm actually a vanilla guy. I like the white cake, but I like chocolate icing. So I like the combo.
That's a good combo. Vanilla is at 44%, red velvet at 33%, chocolate is tied with carrot cake at 11.
I don't know who voted for carrot cake. That I don't know who would do that.
You're not a carrot cake fan? Or you
no,
are?
No, no way.
Oh, wow. Like, I'm a huge fan.
If I want to eat, like, a vegetable, I guess a carrot's not even technically a vegetable. It's a root, but we'll just call it a vegetable for now. Like, I don't want vegetables in my dessert, you know? I'll eat vegetables, but I either have to eat vegetables or I eat dessert. I don't eat them together.
I agree. I don't put pineapple on pizza either. You would.
I'm on the wrong side of that one. I'll do pineapple on pizza. As long as it's with ham and it's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it. Yeah, I'm good with it then.
Breaking news, NFL Senior VP of Officiating Perry Fuel informed clubs in a memo today that any individual who approaches an official without a face covering is subject to a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanship-like conduct.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Anyways, Jeff, what is the best way for people to reach you, talk to you about sportsmanship?
Best way, and I love talking about sportsmanship. So the best way to follow along is at JT Fauver on Twitter.
And you can follow us on Twitter at the SportsCast1. You can follow us all through the NFL games and NBA game tonight, Heat and Lakers. And, of course, on our website, thesportscast.net. Download the app, The Sportscast, for iPhone only and iPad, only for iOS. So check it out. You can listen to our podcast, our live radio station, and our news headlines as well. So stay up to date in the world of sports. I'm really happy what's going on this weekend. Just like what Jeff said, NFL keeps going. You just got to adjust a little bit. Hopefully it's just the tight ends and the Patriots that have issues. So anyways, Jeff, great show.
All right. I appreciate you, Santiago.